Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is June. We've been kind of having some technical difficulties on the show, so the February 6th, 2010 show is a bit of a hodgepodge of what I could salvage from the audio. And this is what we got left. I hope you guys enjoy it, and hey, thanks, thank you for listening to the show. We'll have shit back together on track next week. Till then.
The Hideous Creature Show.
This is Baron Fingerbang von Clusterfuck, and right now I'm sitting on top of 40 pounds of cardamom and cinnamon, and I don't know what all this business about the Hideous Creature Show is all about, but it sounds like a bunch of utterly detestable nonsense, and anyone who wastes their time with that kind of dribble certainly isn't entitled to any of my precious spicy cardamom.
We are back from Fake Break.
Fake Break, yeah.
Where we spent this fake break down in the moped shop.
Because it's not as cold as outside.
Yeah. It's a nice day today. It's a little more chilly than I realized.
Well, yeah, and I don't have a fucking heater in the house right now, so.
Yeah. Well, and we in Portland are actually getting off easy compared to the rest of the snowpocalypse world.
Right, the East Coast is like...
Yeah, they're...
enveloped with snow.
And we've been like, we haven't even been below 50s really lately. I mean, we've had a pretty mellow January and February. Well, other than the stupid fluke snowstorm where I got stranded. But other than that, we've had a pretty mellow winter. For real.
Yeah, thank fucking God, because my furnace went out in my house, and motherfucker, if I'm not just cold as mother. I'm so
well,
cold.
Yeah, and of course your furnace doesn't go out in the summertime. That'd be ridiculous.
When that shit goes out, it's epic.
It is epic.
By the way, that was not our doing.
That was from.
I don't know what that was from.
It sounded like Clash of the Titans. Oh, by the way, did you know that they're remaking that movie, Clash of the Titans?
Yeah, I saw the trailers. I was thinking a kind of funny. Or, Jesus Christ, you pricks.
What is happening to
persistent,
us?
I'll give them that. We should kind of go over reviews for trailers that are out. I think that'd be kind of a fun bit.
Yeah, that would be good. I couldn't believe that they were going to remake Clash of the Titans. I mean, I know that it's shitty. I mean, it's a shitty movie, kind of, but it's epic because it's from the 70s. It's from when it came out. It was like Beastmaster.
Well, it was 80s. It was.
Yeah. Okay.
It was epic. I'll give you that.
It was epic.
Very
I mean,
epic.
It's the special effects are awful. But
what's the stop motion animation?
Yeah.
Guy. I can't remember. Patrick could fucking know.
I know. God, Patrick, you need to get back here because he knows. June and I can talk all day, but we don't know any facts.
Yeah.
Patrick's the fact guy.
We just talk about stupid shit that with no facts. But
yeah, we have nothing to back up anything that we talk about unless it actually happened directly to us.
I remember that time fire burned me. That shit's hot. Okay, so here's a movie madness.
Does anybody fucking knock anymore?
Again, please.
Okay. Actually, yeah, I'm going to need this a couple times.
Does anybody fucking knock anymore?
You know what? I like the way that when I don't know what the movie is, I like to hear it like 6 or 7 times, but I only give you guys like 1 or 2.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to amend that rule right fucking now.
Okay, God.
I need to hear it again.
Does anybody fucking knock anymore?
Okay, well, that makes me think of something, but... I'm pretty sure we've already done the movie I'm thinking of before, and based on the clips that we already previously had, I know that it's not what I'm thinking of. I was thinking that was Judge Reinhold.
Maybe Pabst Blue Ribbon will help you remember,
Jenny. I hope so.
So the next part of the show, one more time, God damn it. Because if it is who you think it is, then I end the movie.
Does anybody fucking knock anymore?
I got it.
By the way, when I was working on the line in the kitchens, I could get it quick.
But when you were working on the line in the kitchen, that's probably not a line that you would give right there. That's not that. It's not like sayonara, motherfucker, or yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. You know, like a really...
That's Die
Hard. Right. Like a really...
Give me one. I want to see if I can crack it.
Let's see. Now I'm not going to be able to think of
anything.
And
inflectuate the same way as the character in the movie did.
Let's see. let me try to think of something really...
Because I used to get him like a beast.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to think of anything right at this second. But
okay,
I'll try
one
to
more
think
time,
of something.
One more time, and for you, I got it.
Doesn't anybody fucking knock anymore?
Like if I'm like, here's Johnny.
That's the... not, The Shining.
Right.
Right. Well, that's,
so if
that's,
you were doing something on the line, you'd do something more like that.
A little less obscure, right?
Right.
Because you can't like have the yeah. dialogue verbatim.
Right.
Okay. So the next part of the show, we are going to do a little bit about our favorite TV theme songs. And years and years ago in the Brodies, Jenny,
which is
I,
the band that June and I were in, our cover band.
Right. We did a theme. We should play on Halloween. And we have different themes. And the one theme was truckers and TV personalities. And with a theme, people come dressed up as either a trucker or a TV personality.
That was a great year. We had some good costumes. People came dressed as Peg Bundy, like Hot Lips Houlihan. I think I actually that year just dressed as a trucker, like a trucker slut or something.
I was River Trash.
Yes, you. That was a really good costume that you had. You had a great mullet and a good wife beater, all covered with mustard.
I took the whole last 6 months of the year and grew my hair out really long.
It was long,
and
it's the longest I've seen your hair in years.
And then I bleached it, stripped it white, and cut it into a mullet.
It was really disgusting.
Put a wife beater on. And I rubbed it on a tailpipe of one of the motorcycles here. And then
I definitely remember mustard.
Yeah, on it. And then I put on these OP shorts, like my ball sack was hanging out of the bottom of it. And then wrapped myself in a Budweiser towel that somebody had given me from a show.
I had some kind of like NASCAR muscle shirt on that said like, it might have even been something about Yamaha.
We should actually post some of the pictures from the past.
Yeah, we've got some good Brody's pictures. But we chose not only to do a bunch of good butt rock songs like we always do, but we also decided to play some TV theme songs, as did the band Areola 51, who is Karen's boyfriend's band, who opened up for us. They did some TV theme songs as well, which are really fun to play.
Right. And I think in that, I don't know if that was that year that Areola 51 played, that they took this old, it was a lamp, and they,
because
we have a smoke machine, and piped the smoke machine into this giant joint that they had.
Yeah, they made like a paper mache
joint.
And
they were a reggae band.
And so all the butt rock songs and TV theme songs that they did were not only awesome, but also reggae. That was really fun.
All right, I gotta have another one. I gotta have another movie madness before we move
okay.
on. Okay.
Seen the new Playboy?
Good.
Oh, there you hit.
All right.
I like that.
That's the audio on that's kind of fucked up, but
that is kind of fucked up. And for some reason, I think I know what this movie is, but I think we've done it before. But maybe
I know what it is.
Or not.
I got it. It was Asshole or Not.
Okay, and then I think I know what it is.
I don't want to do an Asshole or Not. I got a fun fact from it. The guy had sent some, shit. The whole cast is on here. What's one that we could,
I'm pretty sure I think I've got the answer.
Oh, wait, they actually put on the soundtrack. They put the whatever songs are on the soundtrack. One was Somebody's Baby by Jackson Browne.
Okay.
Which, that solidifies it for
I'm
me.
I'm pretty sure that I know what movie it is.
Love Rules was one.
How does Love Rules go?
Love Rules, Live for
That's love.
Know.
That's
Love Hurts.
Love Hurts.
The other one is Waffle Stomp by Joel Walsh.
I love waffles.
We'll move on. So Jen and I collaborated on what our favorite TV theme
songs.
And
you know, we're both the same. We're the same age, girl. You know, born in the 70s, grew up in the age of when fucking TV was in, like, for me personally, probably for you as well, in my household, I mean, TV was fucking
it was an extra parent.
It was, right, it was. And I mean, it like a lot, like Saturday morning cartoons, plus like just TV was really fucking coming of its own. And well, like,
and there was only three affiliates at the time. There was ABC, right. NBC, and CBS.
And we watched TV as a family.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, we would eat dinner. I mean, we were the fucking epitome of, like, eating TV
stick. Post-atomic family.
Eating dinner in front of the television, like, just staring at Fantasy Island or Family Ties or whatever it was that brought us together as a family, you know.
Oh yeah, I was there.
TV is so much different now. You have, I mean, every kid can turn into 5,000 channels if you have cable or whatever. We had what we had. Everyone watched the same shows, and it was, I don't know, I'd like to call it the golden age of television,
I think.
And maybe that's retarded to say.
I would think at the time, it was definitely golden. It was platinum.
And yeah. Now, and yeah, because the golden would
then we
be
went
like
into bronze.
Into the 60s where, like, I Love Lucy. And that's the golden age. We were into, like, the platinum or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
You know? I mean, Cosby Show, fucking Family Ties, Facts of Life.
Thunder the Barbarian.
Different Strokes. Thunder the Barbarian. All that shit that just completely shit.
This is going to, yeah. If you didn't grow up in this fucking generation, then, well, whatever. Fuck you. Then you had a computer.
But, right. I mean, kids nowadays, it's completely different. You can get onto Hulu. You can get onto YouTube. You can get onto anything. And technology is at your fingertips. It wasn't. I mean, we had the giant TV that was like a piece of furniture.
Right.
You know, exactly. That was the huge brown giant. We didn't have we didn't have a VCR until I was like 15 years old. And when we got that, I was like blown away. All I would do is just sit and wait on, because we didn't have MTV. I would just watch Night Tracks and just wait for my favorite, you know, Cure video or whatever to come on so I could press record.
Well, also at the time, I remember, when I was a kid, we had black and white TV.
Yeah.
It was, we were fucking poor growing up. So
yeah, we didn't have, what TV we did have, we fucking watched. But we didn't have, I remember when the first time that I saw MTV, I think that I was 16 or 17 at my Aunt Susan's house, and it blew my mind.
What? Hey,
I was like, what? Billy Idol is on the television? What?
He's actually talking? What the fuck?
He's a person? What?
What?
Video killed the radio star, right?
Well, and at that time, too, you're so dumb.
I mean, oh, God. I'm dumb now.
Dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
And you're going, oh, shit, what are we going to talk about at school while we're trading chocolate milk for white milk?
Yeah, while we're playing marbles and
Jacks.
Yeah, Jack. I'm getting your Aggies.
But anyway, we are going to go into it. All right, this is one of the first ones, and also
we brainstormed and came up with the ones that we thought were the top notch that brought up good memories and that were the best ones.
Right.
I think.
And hopefully, if you're not too fucking old, it'll kind of bring it back to
or
you.
Or young.
Or if you're not too young, sorry. Well, we should have said Dallas, man. I used to watch Dallas with my parents.
See, my parents never watched.
Who shot you?
My parents never watched Dallas. And that's one of the things I was
going
to say was like, at that age, it's like you watched what your parents watched.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And
well, your dad, I mean.
Yeah, my dad watched Andy Griffith's show.
You watched what your fucking old man watched.
My dad watched Andy Griffith's show and Hogan's Heroes, the worst two shows ever for a little girl. I mean, I hated them. I thought they were so boring.
All right, so here we go. Our first one that we're going to go into is, of course, Sanford and Son, which is our boy.
Come on, dummy.
I'm coming to see you.
He's always pretending to have a heart attack.
I'm coming to you.
I remember my dad's nickname for me growing up was Dummy.
Dummy.
Yep.
Totally.
Yep.
And when
Red Fox,
and when June and I were thinking of these and getting them, we were trying to think, like, was Sanford and Son as racist as what's this Archie Bunker? The Archie Bunker show was so racist.
Well,
but Sanford and Son, like Different Strokes was really racist. It didn't mean to be.
Well, I don't think that a lot of the racist shit came off as racist back then.
Right, because
everybody was oblivious to.
Right, and it was.
They're all fucking stupid.
It's like this white guy adopts these two little black kids. And now, if you watch it nowadays, you're like, what the hell?
Well, I think the connotation there was like, hey, we're doing these kids a favor.
Right, we're doing these little black kids a favor. Right? But Sanford and Son was one of the first, like, I mean, besides, like, What's Happening, or Good Times, I mean.
This is Quincy Jones.
Oh fuck, this song is awesome. For real.
By the way, Quincy, call me.
Seriously, me too.
So I love this. I've always loved this song.
This song is so good.
I think this is one of the things also, one of the shows that my dad and I kind of, one of the things that we had in common, because I didn't do sports. My dad didn't do sports. Yeah. My dad was a pool player and I couldn't go into the bars after I was like 6. He'd always bring me and set me on a fucking stool and
I'd drink seven ups
and
I would do
watch
the same
him hustle
thing
pool.
And,
but
in
this
Montana,
is like one of the
I was
things.
Allowed to go into the bars. They didn't, you know, they didn't have laws like they do. So I would go watch my dad play pool sometimes too. I would go in and play pool like as I got older and it didn't matter.
Yeah, I remember they make me for instance, somebody would be like, hey, why don't you grab us a couple vodka sevens? And I'd serve them.
Yeah.
The bartender would give me the drinks, and I'd walk over there at like 6.
Simpler time.
And give them the. And it was full of smoke.
Oh, totally. It did. Yeah. Shit like that didn't matter. I used to be able to go in Montana and buy cigarettes for myself. Like, I didn't even have to pretend like I was buying them for anybody else. And no one gave a shit.
That's fucking funny that you're bringing that, because I used to go and buy cigarettes for my mom. Cigarettes and tampons.
And nobody questioned you. Nobody was like, hey, little boy, why are you buying...
What's this 8-year-old here doing?
Yeah.
Hey.
My mom needs cigarettes and tampons. It's
fella.
Not... Yeah.
You got a little adventure? No, I need some more smokes. I'm having a nip.
And, you know, on... Thank God that shit, you know, took a turn so that maybe kids aren't allowed to buy cigarettes. But there was something kind of cool about that time when you could go to the little local store and buy your dad a pack of smokes and they would just let you have them.
Oh, well, I remember getting.
I mean, maybe people weren't taking advantage of shit as much. I don't know.
Well, I think also that. I think at the place. I mean, I grew up here. And I mean, Portland is no metropolitan area. Well, I guess it's kind of.
If you live in Southeast Portland, Northeast Portland, or whatever, right. It's small communities.
But it was, I mean, in Southeast where I was growing up, I mean, my mom would always write me a note saying,
that's so cute.
You know, here's a note for cigarettes. And then, you know, whatever it was.
Junior is allowed to buy me Maxis and menthols.
Do you want, I remember my mom got the mediums. I need some tampons and some cigarettes. And she
both
just
medium.
Sent me to the store.
Medium tampons,
and check
medium
this
cigarettes.
Out. This is a funny thing, is that I used to go to the other kids and go, because my mom would give like an extra like 50 cents or whatever it is, like however much it was for a candy bar. And my ass was like, fuck, I don't want to go to the store. It's, you know, 3-4 blocks away. So I'd tell one of the other kids in the neighborhood, I'd give them the note, and go and make them do it for free and go, hey, I will time you. I bet you can't fucking get the tampons and cigarettes in under 3 minutes on your bike. And they dumbasses.
And they probably thought it was fun. Like, you're over it. You're like, ugh, I've been doing it for years for my mom. They're like, this sounds like fun. I got to go buy cigarettes and tampons. That sounds awesome. You're like, just go, little Rodney. Just go.
What was his name? Mike. I remember the guy's name was Mike.
I love it.
Is that the next one? Oh, shit, it is.
Number two is, do you want me to say?
Wait, hold on. Let me cue it up real quick. Show me that smile
again. Don't waste another minute on your crying.
We'll take it in the end.
All the is ready to begin. Oh, as long as we got each other. This is Growing Pains.
I hated this show.
Well, I like the show, and I didn't love it, but I love the theme song.
Okay, you know, I retract my shit. You're right. It's
really,
not about the show. It's about the music.
I love this theme song, and this is written by Alan Thicke.
It's not.
All the time.
I thought it was, but I looked into...
It's not written by Alan Thicke?
It's not written by Alan Thicke. It's written by somebody else. Because we had the assumption that Alan Thicke wrote... He wrote a lot of shit.
He did.
He wrote a lot of game show fucking
stuff. Yeah, he wrote a lot of stuff. And actually, you did skip number two that we had. But the reason I picked this one is because Chip and I used to sing this song.
Karaoke?
Well, not even on karaoke, but we would just sing it. He would play it on the piano, and Chip would... he would lecture me all the time because I didn't
Karen's boyfriend
because I didn't get the harmonies quite right.
That's well, he's got a natural ear.
He does have a natural ear, and it always cracked me up because I what would happen is I would have to sing the male part and he would have to sing the female part because I could never
he's got a higher voice.
I could never quite get it the way that Chip wanted to.
The next song is for me was the shit. And I love this shit, and I loved it, and I thought it was by a different person, but it was by one of the Love and Spoonful that did it.
That makes sense.
And I didn't. Also, there's a boingy in here.
Why is there a boing?
Because it's the best audio I could find for it, and it's boingy.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back. To that same old place that you laughed about. The names have all changed since you come around. And those dreams have remained
since you come around.
Who'd have thought to lead ya?
Who'd have thought to lead ya? Yeah, when I meet ya. Yeah, when I meet ya.
Yeah, they teased him a lot, but they got him on the spot. And welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. What the fuck, boing?
I love the boinger.
I love, we've talked about this in the
That's
past
Vinnie Barbarino.
Shows, exactly, is because of John Travolta. I love John Travolta so much. And I used to, when I was a kid, I used to sing, ba, 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 Barbarino. Ba, 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 Barbarino. Because he sang that in one right. of the episodes, and I thought it was so
That was off
cool.
of Grease, right?
No, Vinnie Barbarino.
Oh, Vinnie Barbarino song.
Vinnie Barbarino. He sang it during one of the episodes of Welcome Back, Kotter, and I thought it was so cool. I love the Sweat Hogs. I thought that they were awesome.
Let's do a movie madness real quick, and then we'll get back
and
on track.
And another quick fun fact about Gabe Kaplan. Who is Mr. Kotter?
Isn't your old man, your old boyfriend hanging out with that fucker?
Ralph Nutt and Gabe Kaplan hang out. A fun fact about Gabe Kaplan is he is an awesome professional poker player.
Yeah, that's why I said I thought that Jay was.
Oh, my real ex-boyfriend, Jay.
Right.
Yes, he is. Gabe Kaplan is really he plays on the professional poker yep. player circuit, and it's awesome. You see him playing with Doyle Brunson and all the dudes on the.
Is he good?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's
comparable.
Good. He goes there to the whatchamacallit of poker every year, the World Series of Poker.
The voodoo.
And he plays. It's cool to see Mr. Kotter sitting there because that guy Gabe Kaplan is an actor. He didn't really do anything
that
Welcome Back, Kotter. If he did some made-for-TV movies or shit, like nobody knows about it.
Okay, we're gonna do another movie madness here real quick. Here we go.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
What the fuck?
Okay, that just threw me for a loop.
No. That is actually not... That's not the right thing. I think
that can't be what I'm thinking
of. I think that whoever fucking made this shit... fucked it up a little bit. Oh, there we go. Back to Clash.
Back to Clash of the Titans.
There's a... God damn. Jesus Christ.
Sometimes we have technical difficulties here at the Dickiculties.
All right. I don't know. Okay, let's see. Okay. I think all the audio is kind of fucked up. Here we go. There's one.
Seen the new Playboy?
We already heard this one, right?
Oh, yeah. No.
Right.
That's the one we couldn't figure out the audio.
I like
that. Oh,
like
yeah, yeah.
Sex. Yeah, I think I got that. Here we go.
Hey, you in my class?
I am today.
Got it.
Yeah, obviously.
Set and fucking stone.
Yeah.
If you don't get it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna play it again.
Hey, you in my class?
I am today.
Yeah, that's why I was stumped is because we've done this one before. Just when we play another
asshole
game
or not.
On the Hideous Creature Show, sometimes called Asshole or Not, where we named actors and then we determine whether we think they're assholes or whether they're not assholes. And so that's I know what it is for sure.
Gotcha. Another fun fact from the movie that somebody that's listening doesn't know what it is. Uptown Boys is in it. Lewis Groffin, and So Much in Love by Timothy B.
I
Schmidt.
Like that song. That's a good song.
I can't even think of what that one is. The Timothy Schmidt?
Schmidt.
Schmicky. All right. Why don't we... hold on. I'm trying to get into the other dealio. So you think you know what the fucking movie
is?
Yeah,
I think I do. I think I know.
We've got... So far, we did... The Groin Pains. Okay, so this is another one that I always loved. I kind of thought the humor in it was fucking funny. Like, my fucking opinion counts. Fuck it.
But it does on this show, June.
It is still our boy. Our main fucking dude in at the podcast. We always talk about that wrote this.
Very nice.
Good times.
Ooh.
Pink Panther.
This makes me think of so many different things. If you grew up in the same time that June and I did, you remember the cartoon.
Right.
Which was awesome. One of the first cartoons that I ever
Quincy Jones
watched. Well, not maybe that I ever watched, but that had no dialogue. Just
right,
instrumental,
right.
Like old Looney Tunes. A lot of old Looney Tunes and a lot and the Pink Panther. All the comedy was just done on the screen with the animation and with the music.
Folly or whatever it's called.
Which is so good.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe
not to mention Peter Sellers when he did this shit. I'm a huge, enormous Peter Sellers fan. I love Peter Sellers.
The old Pink Panther stuff is it's so funny and so good.
Like the cartoon or
Peter Sellers stuff?
Oh, it's classic.
It's like the original, like, Naked Gun airplane. Like
the Zucker Brothers.
The Zucker Brothers, exactly. It's like that type of humor is where it all came from. It's amazing.
Yep, and it's well fucking scored.
I love
Thank
the
you,
old,
Jones.
Yeah, the old Looney Tunes. Like, kids don't have cartoons like that anymore, and I hate to keep saying that kind of shit. Like, I'm some kind of fucking expert on what is cool and what isn't cool. But old Looney Tunes that were just based on, like, let's say, a classical score, like they would have Mozart in or Vivaldi or something.
Oh,
just
with the WB stuff?
Yeah, with just Bugs Bunny doing stuff or the Barber of Seville, all those old cartoons.
Right. Good reference, motherfucker. That's
so
awesome.
That's one of my most favorite old Looney Tunes is the Barber of Seville. When Bugs Bunny's massaging Elmer Fudd's head with his feet and the whole thing with that whole score is so good. And now cartoons nowadays are all like Japanimation and the fucking... they're all just really violent and not very well animated and really like... I don't know.
Shitty?
Yeah, the cartoons back in the day.
Except when for, you know, there's
had
a
to
lot
do
of...
with music and animation. That is good stuff.
Well, if they're not based for older people, then they're shite. So another a movie manage real quick. Son of a bitch.
We are having some audio. Not.
Hey, you in my class?
I am today.
We heard that already.
Did we?
Yeah.
Well, we're reiterating. I'm having trouble knocking shit off of my list. Here we go. Another movie madness. And then we're going to do this movie madness. Then we're going to do another movie madness. And then we're going to take a second fake break.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I love that one.
That's
and
good.
That's what
good.
Actor is that, Jenny?
Judge Reinhold.
Yes, it is.
How cool that guy's first name is Judge.
I don't know. I think that sucks.
Is that his stage name or is that real?
I have no idea. I'll call him. That make you happy?
Call him up.
We'll call Chris Bishop. I'm sure he's friends with him.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Yes. So this is the Hideous Creature Show. You can find us on our Hideous Creature Show hotline, which is 503-928-7751. You can find us on the internets at hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. And on there is a link that you can send us emails if you'd like. The email address is hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com. Or you can find us on the Facebook, which is Hideous Creature Show Podcast. Or you can find me on the Facebook. My name's June Button. Contact me and we will be friends. We were going to take a fake break. When we return, we will get back into our favorite TV theme songs. Till then, see you soon.
Great. 11 million times a day, America reaches for a Schlitz.
There's no debate. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Schlitz makes it
great. Welcome back. We have returned from Fake Break 2.
That was a fun one.
That was a kind of a long one.
It was kind of a long one. We went to the store.
We adopted a Haitian baby.
We did. We raised it. I breastfed it.
I would like to open this set with an adult beverage. So when we last left, we ended with our favorite TV songs.
Yes.
Our favorite TV theme song. Evidently, I don't know how many beers and some wine will do to a man.
That'll do it to a man or a woman.
A woman. So anyway, what was the last one we left with?
The last one we did was Pink Panther. Pink Panther.
Very good. And then we have another one that we're ready to do. Also, during the show that we play a show called Movie Madness, and we're going to hit a Movie Madness before we go back in, and then we'll move on to our things. That was a nice fake break, I have to say.
It was. I had a really good time.
We had a lot of bonding time.
We did.
We realized that we are best friends.
Best friends forever.
BFF.
I'll have what she's had.
See, that's fucked up. I think that whoever did this...
I think that's from When Harry Met Sally.
That is from When Harry Met Sally.
That's like, I'll have what she's had.
That's like before the orgasm shot.
That is. That's post-orgasm.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, exactly. Post-orgasm.
Hey, and I appreciate sending shit in.
But maybe you should, you know.
Because we're professional.
Right. And I guess maybe we should check out shit before people are like, oh, let's send in a movie. And they send in like When Harry Met Sally plus Joe versus Volcano plus Terminator.
Well, the thing is that I kind of wanted to be part of the game.
Exactly.
Today.
You wanted to not know what the movie was. So it's like, here's the audio clips. June's not going to hear them so that he could play along.
Right.
And then we get burned.
And then this happens.
And we get burned.
So we're calling your Harry Met Sally. Here's a Hideous Creature Show.
Aloha. My name is Mr. Hat.
Well, if that doesn't give it away, right. I don't know what
so,
does.
So wait, I need to hear it one more time. I think I got it.
I think I got
and
it.
And, you know, I got a little Hawaii in me.
I think I got it.
I mean, for a white, but for a howley.
For howley.
Aloha. My name is Mr. Hat.
And I like the fact that no one in this scene is Samoan. In that,
that's true. No one
that
is,
it had to be Honolulu.
No one is Samoan. Yep. There are some surfers.
Aloha. My name is Mr. Hat.
If you don't have it by now, then
then you're Howley.
You're Howley.
Okay, let's move on to our TV theme songs.
Okay. Wait, where did it go? Okay, got it. So before we left, we started a thing that we did for our famous or our favorite TV theme shows, and this is another one going on to it.
It's a good one.
See, I think this is kind of, oh shit, I already had it queued up. Here we go. That bass line's rad.
So good.
Is that Jack Up Astorius?
Hey, it's Bud Albert, and I'm gonna sing a song for you.
So what was your favorite of all
like
the
Rudy.
Fat Albert gang?
Rudy.
Rudy?
It was always Rudy.
I like Mushmouth.
Of course you did.
I like Mushmouth, and of course I like Fat Albert.
Right.
Well, which one was Rudy? Was he the one with the pork pie hat?
I don't
kind
even
of the
remember.
Sexy one with like the
he was
a
sexy
butterfly
guy.
Collar.
Right.
I liked him too.
It was on pork. What's that hat called? I wear it all the time.
But yeah, like pork
that
pie hat.
There.
Yeah. Well, that's not
a
pork pie hat. The pork pie hat's the kind with the button in the middle, and it's kind of big. It's got a bill on it, but it's kind of like a mushroom hat.
I got it. I got it. I like it. I kind of like it.
Hubba-dubba-dubba-dubba-dubba.
Speech impediments.
Was that Mushmouth? Hubby-bubby-bubby-bubby.
I'm assuming.
Hubby-bubby.
I can't remember. But I remember when I was growing up, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved, and like as a kid, I also liked Bill Cosby because he was affiliated with John Coltrane.
And he did Picture Pages.
Did he?
Picture Pages. Lots of fun with Picture Pages. And if you were a kid at home, you could get your Picture Pages and you got your special pen, and then you could watch every week with Cosby, and he would show you what to do on the different pages of your Picture Pages.
I never fucking heard about this.
I never got the pages because I lived in Montana and we didn't have the mail. We couldn't get the mail.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding. But I never got the pages. But
well, I mean, seriously, what? Okay, Picture Pages,
picture
they
pages
send you in
was,
the mail?
Yes.
This is before internet.
Yes. This was. It was like kind of an offset of like a Sesame Street or Electric Company style show where Bill Cosby did Picture Pages. And
oh,
you would get
it was
sent,
Electric Company.
Yeah, I think it was Electric Company. And you would get them. You would get the pages sent to you, and then every week on Saturday morning, Cosby would do, like he had this magical marker, and it would be like, you know, connect the dots between the snail to the pharmacy. Or I don't know. And then you would go boop 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 boop, and you would trace it with your magical pen. And I always wanted to have those pages, but I never did.
What's funny is that like kids now just
look at
that and just go, fuck you,
yeah,
old
really?
People.
But Cosby,
does it have
Cosby was
on it?
A fucking the man.
Well, Bill Cosby used to open up for John Coltrane.
Really?
Well, do you remember the
comedy act?
Well,
to
he would
open
do
up.
The yeah, he would do
yeah.
a John Coltrane shtick.
That was a big thing
in the
70s and the 80s was to have a good comedian like George Carlin or Bill Cosby open up for a good musical act.
Well, I think that comedians
right?
still do it now, but
maybe it's just not as cool.
I don't know if I don't know, like Doug Stanhope
or David Cross. If I saw David Cross, that's practically like seeing a a rock band to me because I love David Cross so much.
Well, there'd probably be somebody like opening up for David Cross.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I used to go out. A friend of mine that lived at the house was very into Doug Stanhope. And I know he's got this fucking cliche bullshit about him being on like The Man Show or whatever. But
The Man Show was hilarious.
With Carolla.
With Carolla and Kimmel, The Man Show was fucking funny.
It was great. But
I thought it was a good show.
But Doug Stanhope's fucking, excuse me. Oh, got a little bit of the burpees. His stand-up is fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
He's just really, really well developed. You got to check it out when he's in town. If he's in town, if he's ever in Portland, we'll tell it over the podcast here. But the next little dude here is both Jenny and I's favorite, which
this was agreed upon.
Yeah, what happened is that we in the Brodies, we played a show called TV's yeah. and Truckers and TV Personalities.
Truckers and TV Personalities.
And this is I think the
catalyst. We played this one. Yeah.
Waylon.
Wait, come on. You got to give it up for Waylon Jennings.
Just a good old boy.
My mom hated
it. No home. Your mom hated when you watched Dukes?
It's all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
I know, growing up in Montana, that Duke, when this show was on, this was some fucking serious shit. Here's a fun fact. I had a John Schneider fan club in my closet.
Oh, you said that, I think, on one of the shows.
Yeah, when I was in the third grade, it was just me and Chrissy Sherrill. We were the only members. We paid a dime, and we just talked about Schneider.
Well, that's your little entrepreneurs. You've established a fan club.
I don't
now
know
you
what
like
we
a,
thought those dimes were going to buy. Maybe a poster of Schneider.
I have a fun fact.
What's up?
When I was in fourth grade, I forgot the teacher's name, but whoever there was a this is real gay too, is that they had a Rob Schneider and what's his fuck, you know, with
John
the general
Schneider.
Lady.
John Schneider.
Well, John Schneider and Bo and Luke Duke with the general lady.
Tom Wopat.
And whoever was the best student at the end of the day got the poster. And I, oh my God.
You tried so
I was
hard.
Sucking teacher dick at that
yeah.
moment.
Hell yeah.
And I got it. I
you
won
got
at
it.
The end of the day.
Yes.
And I put it in my locker.
I love it.
And I wish I still had it.
I love
excuse
it.
Excuse me. So we did, so far we did Sanford Sutton, Welcome Back Cotter, Growing Pains. What's that one?
Pink Panther,
Fat Albert, Dukes of Hazzard, and now this is a little
more
modern.
Let's bring it down.
But
let's bring it down to Sensitive Town.
Motherfucker, I the video on this show is so great. Like the intro to it is, mm-hmm. I love it.
It's really good.
And I love metal too. So. I love their was that a five car? You're not a fan of the show, right?
Well, I just it's not that I'm not a fan. I just haven't ever seen it. So I don't know that I am or am not a fan.
I wonder if I know anybody working for these guys as a roadie.
Well, it's really good.
It's great.
It's really good.
I like the Norwegian dudes.
All I know is that when you played this one, I thought you were going to play the one after this. And so I was completely I was taken off guard.
Well, it's just it's funny shit. And the show itself is fucking funny.
I know
Murder
I
Face.
Need to check it out. I know you always talk about Murder Face and I haven't gotten on board, but I love the fucking theme song. It's good stuff.
It's good.
It's very good.
Well, also, I mean, Portland right now, there's so many fucking great metal bands. And
I love a death metal.
We always talk about having people on the show and getting interview them and stuff. But I know a couple of really good metal bands in Portland. It'd be fun to have them on.
We should do it.
Jesse. You know Jesse.
I love Jesse.
Yep.
I love Jesse. He's an angel.
He's a sweet, sweet
a metal,
angel. A metal angel.
Metal angel.
He played for the Brodies
he played,
once.
He was our drummer for the Brodies. Yep. And he was excellent. And yep. he dressed as Jesus.
That's right.
Our drummer was Jesus. And he was the best looking Jesus I've ever seen in my whole life.
He's a handsome dude.
He is a handsome boy.
He's a handsome, Handsome fella. This next one, Jenny, do you want to talk about the WW? This kind of goes out to Baby LeStrange, too.
You actually skipped one.
I did, but I lost it. I don't know where it went.
Okay, well, I'm
we'll
just
going
gonna...
to it.
Okay, then I'll switch gears. This one definitely is when we were in the Brodies that year that we played the theme songs. We covered this song and it was one of the funnest songs we ever covered. This one totally goes out to Baby LeStrange.
Yes, it does.
She is a huge collector of the WW and she
Wawa.
Of the Wawa. And she can fucking back it up, too, with her burlesque
yes.
and the sexiness of Miss Linda Carter.
That's right. This is I remember watching this shit and being completely enthralled by, like, sexuality.
Yeah,
I had no fucking idea that
you didn't
that
even know what the hell sexuality was, but you knew.
This is where Boner Church it. Came from. Fucking
yes.
A, right.
Waiting for you and the powers you possess.
Da 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 da.
In your satin tights,
fighting for your life.
And the old red, white, and blue.
Ooh.
Boner Church. Fucking
Linda
A.
Carter.
I wonder how many dudes like busted nut over this.
Are
over
you
the, just like
over
looking
Linda
at this.
Carter? Oh.
Because this is before the internet, so you had to have it like in your brain.
Oh, and her. I mean, I know for sure that I was. I made tinfoil bracelets for myself. I had a headband that I wore on across my forehead. So that I could be Wonder Woman. I pretended I had an invisible jet. I mean, who didn't? Who didn't pretend they had an invisible jet? I still do.
There was a... sorry, that kind of cut off there. Anywho, moving into the next spot. This is actually kind of a guilty pleasure of mine. I used to do this do the song actually live.
Oh,
and
I think it's a guilty pleasure of anybody. And if they say it's not, they're liars. Is what I say.
Well, also, I'm into geriatrics.
Right, you are.
I like getting busy.
I like the blue hair.
I like to know that a woman knows what she
wants.
Well,
she's experienced in life and love.
Down the yeah, and this is definitely definitely one.
Thank you for being.
But just the words, you know, kind of for me.
I'm about to tear up about it, honestly.
No, seriously. I think about my friends as the older I get. Watch out. You're 18. The song sounds stupid.
Yeah.
You're 40. You're kind of, ugh.
And also, too, B. Arthur just died.
I think they're probably all dead, right?
No. This is what I was just going to say. Is Betty White is looking better than she ever has in her life. She's amazing. She actually was on the Grammys, or the, not the Grammys, the Emmys. The woman's amazing.
Well, and she...
Rue McClanahan, she actually had some cancer she was battling. But Dorothy, the main character Dorothy, B. Arthur, died last year.
Well, B. Arthur was a staple. Maude.
She was,
that was a whole nother one. You know what?
Totally. We almost got Maude.
Okay. If we wait for a sec, we're gonna stop tape for a sec, and I'm gonna get Maude.
Get Maude because
we'll
it's such
back.
A good. It's
okay.
such a good
so
one.
So one
and,
sec.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So Maude. When I was a kid, I liked Maude.
Well, I was. I never even really watched Maude that much when I was a kid. It was more like I revisited it later. I think I was a little bit...
As like
bit,
a woman, you're like growing
I'm
up
like,
in your feminism?
Yeah, totally. Because I don't remember watching it as a kid, but I don't know. I was too adult for me. Like, I mean, I'm...
You know what's fucked up? Is she looked the same way that she looked in Maude.
Exactly.
During
then Golden
the,
Girls.
Golden Girls.
It's true.
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first.
just
there was a lot better theme songs back
that's
then.
That's what I was just going to say, seriously. Like, who has a theme song like this now?
The country was
what, Lost? What, ER?
Got it all sold up.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
Oh, my God. I just remembered one that we completely forgot about.
Do you have to stop tape again?
No, but we can just say it. I can just say it on right now.
Maud kicking ass. Maud kicked ass.
We just forgot about a huge one that we did sing in the Brodies. The fucking Jeffersons.
Oh, the Jeffersons.
That one is amazing.
I don't know. I don't know if I have that in the tape. Yeah, well, we're never going to get the Jeffersons.
Yeah. Well, no, and it's
fine. I tried to find it.
Like, well, and it wasn't on our list before, but that was one that I thought of. We're moving on up.
I don't even think we did that live, actually. When it happened, everything got kind of fucked up.
You know what? I think you might be right. I think that we never did it. I think we tried to practice it, and it never really worked out, so we never played it.
Yeah, probably.
I think that's what happened. But anyways, moving on. Jefferson's a good. Whatever.
So moving on to the end of our favorites of the... excuse me, the TV genre of theme songs. We have our favorite, and we have our
come up, and it was hard. There's a lot of good ones.
Yeah, and if anybody has other ones, fine. You know what?
We both tried to just come up with the one that we decided was the best.
And this is kind of our favorite, just because you know we're friends, we hang out. This had a little. It strums a heart chords as a child. And
I love a heart chord.
I know you do.
And I love a strum a heart chord.
Yep. Jeff Heisler.
Jeff Heisler. I love you. I'm about to cry.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. Should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not,
it's just me.
Seriously, this is like one of the best theme songs. And I mean, if you're into it or not, it just rings out for our generation, right? Our stupid generation.
Hit me from out of the moon. Breaking me out of the spell.
Jenny is captivated too.
All of my wishes come true.
I'm punching.
Believe it or not.
Punching some air. What's the actor's name? And Curly Q.
It's not Willie Ames.
Is it Willie Ames? I think it is Willie Ames.
Willie Ames, who was also on Charmed with Scott Baio and also Charles in Charge.
No, he
not
was
Willie
on,
Ames then.
No. This
who
is
was
insane
the greatest too. American hero?
He's in The Man from Earth. I don't know. I'm just watching what the fuck's on the thing.
All I know is that I love Willie Ames, who is also on Charles in Charge. I love him. I don't know what he is.
Yeah, which is great, great fun.
Okay, so we did all this. We did all this of the best.
Right. We got some of the stuff we liked.
Let's get
some of the stuff that we didn't like.
Let's get
nothing that we didn't like.
Well, let's get down to the worst TV theme song of all time, which, as the band of the Brodies, we actually tried to.
It doesn't even matter if we played in a band or whatever. This is the worst piece of shit.
We actually tried to cover this. We tried to cover this song, and it was June's idea. And after about a week of trying to do this, we were like, I want to fucking kill myself and also kill June.
No, I think we actually listened to it like twice and realized that this is it's just a fucking herpy turd.
It's an audio herpy turd. It's a herpy turd.
It's fucking shit. So this is
the worst TV theme song.
Yeah. The worst ever. It's called BJ and the Bear. And I loved the show as a kid.
But this is bad.
You eat a bunch of bag of dicks, you fucks.
This is bad.
He's a trucker with a chimp.
And this is my best friend, Bear. And it goes on for like 45 minutes, this thing.
No, it's only 5 minutes long.
Baby Queens. Don't pay your property tax.
Yeah. Fuck you. Modulated. Watch out, this causes impotency too. Well, you remember like in the 70s and the early 80s, the fascination with like truckers and shit?
And chimps, yes.
And primates.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like every which way you can, every which way but loose. Hello.
Yep. There's all kinds of bad
there
fucking
really,
shit
actually,
coming out.
Actually, that's
then.
True. There really was like truckers and chimps. There really was.
No, it was. It was. America was fascinated. I needed more chimps and I needed more fucking big rigs. 18-wheelers, please.
And that's true, too. America really was like. Like
oh, yeah,
Smokey,
here comes
even
a. Here
like
comes
Smokey
a.
Smokey
wait, wait.
Bandit. Oh.
Yeah, you thought you were done?
No.
No. You thought
is
you were happy.
Is this Convoy?
No, this is.
For sure. By golly, it's clean, clear.
Is this Convoy?
Come on.
I think he just moved into Convoy.
I love Convoy more than anything.
Do you remember we're going to do Convoy too?
CW McCall.
Looks like we've got us a Convoy.
We've got us a Convoy. Convoy.
Fuck a Convoy.
It was a dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling
along. Hogs.
Again, we go into the fucking America's love affair with the fucking big rig.
For real. Shaky town. Duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down. Convoy rocking through the night. Say we got a great big convoy. Beautiful sight. Don't forget I grew up in Montana.
Yeah, no, well, you know what? You grew up in shit town, USA.
Convoy.
But I grew up in turd town.
Convoy.
Oh, I can't listen to it. It kills me.
I can't believe that you just like went into Convoy and you didn't even tell me.
I didn't even know I was going into Convoy. I pulled it off a fucking. What the fuck? YouTube.
I love a Convoy.
I love a Convoy too.
And it's true. It actually proves our point that there was a huge love affair with Burt Reynolds, Convoys, chimps, and. Fucking chases, Smokey and the Bandits.
No, we
and
all. No, what happened is
car chases and fucking what's the guy? What's
Megatron?
What's the chubby guy that just died?
Dom DeLuise.
Dom DeLuise.
I got it.
You got it, baby. You got it off of just like what I just did. I just like made myself round and June guessed it.
I prefer the term rotund.
Rotund. But for real, like, and throw in a little Dolly P on the top of that. That's what the movies were about.
Dolly Parton is actually good.
Well, of course she is. But throw in a little bit of that in the 80s, and that's like what all the movies were about.
Okay, so we're going to close out the show with some movie madness stuff. Fuck, what the fuck is up with like us getting like some sort of emotional value from listening to old TV shows? Is that fucked up? Is that like wrong?
No, that's awesome. That's exactly like we get emotional value from them because that reminds us of being young. It reminds us of being
in some sort of stable
and
situation.
Maybe, sure. Maybe a stable situation or something that
I thought about that actually.
Something that you ride your very favorite bike and then you hear we got a great big convoy or whatever and then that's what you think
about. I thought about that today when I was like at the store and the guy carrying the cans with his fucked up haircut and he can't like he has no motor skills and shit. I'm like, what's his favorite TV theme song?
Falcon Crest.
You know what? I asked him and that was right. So anyway.
You're like, hey, no motor skills Johnson.
Hey, the fucking power in the house went out. We have fucking had to make up for it. Anyway, Convoy can eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah, okay. It's been a fucking cuckoo show today for the two, just me and June doing the two of us. We've had some
ups and downs
and some fucking difficulties. Sweet Mingus has just been sitting here the whole time.
He's a good kid.
Which is a good guy.
So I don't know if we play.
No this. Shirt, no shoes, no tie show.
Well, I know what it is.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
I know what it is. And it's one of my favorites.
It's really good. It's really good.
Let's do it one more time for some of my daughters.
No shirt, no shoes, no tie show.
Like when you were in eighth grade, you pulled that shit. So
we get a reveal?
No, why don't we do, let's do another one.
Okay.
We got, what the fuck was I going to say? There
we go. I know that, dude.
That's the key one for me.
I that know was that.
If that was the first one, I would have gone like, I know that dude. Because I say that all the time, like,
I know that
walking
dude.
Walking into a new kitchen, I'm like, I know that dude.
I know that dude.
Waka waka. What's the other one? Here we go. This is the kicker for the show. Dunno.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Hey. May I come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Mr. Hand.
And the movie is?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Thank you. Which, I love it.
I love it too. And I love seeing, like, Sean Penn go from that to where he is now, like the crazy actor that's pulling people out of Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, right.
Right? I mean, Sean Penn
to a superhero.
Right. Exactly. Like into the superpower that he is now today. But I mean, even just as an actor, not Hurricane Katrina aside,
like Bad Boys into that, into.
Right. Into
Carlito's Way, into.
Even like when he pulled Full Retard and did the I Am Sam.
Ugh.
Yeah, it wasn't a good movie, but he still went Full Retard.
Why don't you know what? Why? I mean, if you're going to do Iago, you should
put, when he was Harvey Milk, like, amazing.
See, you know
good
what?
Good stuff.
I hate, you know, no one wants to hear this shit, but I'd rather watch a documentary, personally.
Of Harvey Milk than watching
right.
Sean
I just,
Penn
I
be
hate
Harvey
watching,
Milk.
Like, in my band, the bands I like to read, biographies on them
right.
or watch a
right.
No,
I like watching documentaries as well. Milk
did
was,
just,
I did. I don't know why I just did that.
I like
that.
It, Kayla.
Milk was a good, I mean, it went up for all these best pictures and this and that. I just like that he did it because it brought Harvey Milk to the forefront. Not everybody's going to watch a documentary about Harvey Milk.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody is going to watch an Oscar nominated movie that stars James Franco and
Holy
Sean
shit,
Penn.
Are you telling me that wait, I need to get this past my brick of a brain. That gay people can actually do
gay people do things.
Wait, I thought gay people just were into like fucking
no,
like,
not just gay sex
okay, wait, like,
and
like
gay
animals
and raving.
Okay, wait, can you tell me this again? Because I don't
gay
understand.
Gay people
can
run I, for
okay,
office.
Okay, wait.
And they do things.
Okay. So when they run for office, they go to try to fuck other gay dudes?
No. They want to run for office. Like, they want to really be in office.
Okay, wait.
June.
Okay, well, hold on. I got to grasp this for a second. Okay, so I'm gay, and I need to fuck this dude that's a president.
No. You're just gay, and you're like, I'm gay, and I want to run for office so that I can change the world.
Okay.
Just because I'm gay doesn't mean that I don't need to do something. I want to do something to change the world, not just fuck a dude.
Okay, so let's say I'm gay and I need to fuck the guy at the night. Okay.
No, okay. No. You're going to change the course of history.
Okay, so let's say I don't know.
I'm lost.
You
are going to, your name is Harvey Milk, and you're going to change the course of histories.
Okay, so let's say I'm gay. But I just need to fuck That one dude.
Well, then you can do it after you change the course of history.
Okay. Got it.
And then you can also run for senator. You can be whoever you want to be.
Wow.
And then afterwards, you can fuck that one
dude. Okay, wait. What year is it?
It is right now.
It's 2010?
It's 2010. It's right now.
Wow. Well, you know what?
It could also be in the 70s or the 80s, whenever gay people are free.
Now that I've now that I've got all my shit together and I just happen to be gay, I was hoping that I've been with the same dude for like 8 years.
Well, why don't you run it? You try to change
married.
The world then.
No, I just want to get married.
Well, it's illegal.
What? Really?
So you can't. Yeah. But
wait.
No, it's
really?
Pretty much.
Are
no,
you kidding me?
No, it's illegal.
Oh.
Your love is taboo and also
Wait.
Pretty much frowned upon.
Okay. So I invented the cure for cancer.
Too bad you're gay. Too bad. I don't care.
I just dug up and recreated velociraptors.
I don't care. You're gay.
Okay. I just actually came up with a whole new societal like demographic that we could all get together and
Does
be
it
happy.
Help straight people?
Well, yeah.
Well, too bad because you're gay.
Okay, so I got light that works with you just put the sun on it.
What gay man? You came up with the sun that was already invented by God, who hates you because you're gay.
All right, so you've come to the end of another hideous creature show.
Hey, I love you, June.
I love you too, babes. And
I hope you guys listen, and I hope that you. Like us at, in any form of the word. Like.
And hey, you know what? Knock on your fucking neighbor's door and tell them that we had a podcast.
Don't do that. Don't knock on your neighbor's
Go
door.
Go over and tell
and be
your
like,
local.
Just knock on your door and just when they open, yell hideous creature and see what happens.
Go to a friend. Tell everybody about the show.
Thank you for listening.
You should tell your congressman. You should tell everybody.
Tell Harvey Milk. Oh, wait, he's dead. I forgot.
Wait, build a Harvey Milk time machine.
I forgot about it.
Maybe the gays will be the first ones to do it. They probably will.
Our hotline is 503-928-7751.
Call us.
Call it. Call our hotline and leave us messages.
Okay, for the end of the show, I wanted to... that's kind of silly. God damn it, I dropped it too.
I have one.
We could just slam a zot.
Do you guys know what zots are?
Fuck it. You can find us on the hideousscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can find us on the internet. Just Google it. If you have a friend that does not have a way to get a podcast,
then punch them in the stomach.
Punch them in the junk and then contact us.
Then
I will make a fucking CD.
I will buy
CD.
Them an iPod.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding.
Jenny will buy them a podcast CD.
I will buy them a podcast.
Excuse me.
I will buy them a podcast.
And hopefully they haven't drinking as much as we have tonight.
I know. This might go down in history as a drunk show, but...
Ah, fuck it.
I had a good time, and June and I together are like fucking peanut butter and jelly.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Hey. May I come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
My name's June.
My name's Jenny.
And have a wonderful, wonderful week.
You try to kill me, but my blood is control. You break my arm, you break my arm. You smell the hell, you get my nails. That's my rambling. You take me down, you take me down. That's my rambling. You scream. I keep the show. I'm over here. Black out my brother here. Hey, brother. Ooh. You got my mail. My mail. I'm taking an ambulance.
of it.
The Hideous Creature Show.